Title: Tonal Pads from Vocal Grains with Resampling Only Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live sampling lesson aimed straight at drum and bass and jungle. We're going to turn one vocal phrase, or even one single vowel, into a lush, tonal pad using micro edits, warp artifacts, and resampling only. No external plugins, no fancy granular synth. We are basically going to force Ableton to behave like a granular engine, then commit it to audio in generations until it stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like an instrument. By the end, you'll have a pad stem that can live behind breaks, glue into a reese, and add motion without eating your headroom. Let's set the session up first. Set your tempo to something DnB friendly, anywhere from 170 to 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Now create four audio tracks and name them so you don't get lost. Vocal source: Grain Builder. Pad Resample. Pad Print. On Pad Resample, set audio from to Grain Builder and set monitor to off. That monitor off part matters because we want clean recording without weird doubling or monitoring latency. We're going to arm it only when we're ready to print. Quick philosophy check before we touch audio. Your grain loop is going to act like an oscillator. Treat it like a pitch source. That mindset stops you from drowning a weak source in reverb and calling it a pad. Build tone first, bass later. Step 1. Pick and prepare the vocal. Choose something with sustain. A long ah or ooh is perfect. A sung note with vibrato is great too. Spoken phrases can work, but you need at least a couple hundred milliseconds where the pitch holds somewhat steady. Drop it onto vocal source. Go into clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, start with Complex Pro if you want it to feel vocal and smooth, or choose texture if you want it to get grainy and synthetic faster. We'll likely try both. Set the seg BPM so it's roughly aligned. It doesn't need to be perfect for timing, but here's a power move. Warp is also a tone control. Try deliberately setting seg BPM slightly wrong, like plus or minus 5 to 15 BPM. In texture or Complex Pro, that wrong setting changes how Ableton reinterprets the audio, and sometimes it suddenly sustains more like an instrument when you resample. Now find a clean region of the vocal. Aim for the center of a vowel, not a consonant. If you're hearing T, K, P, or sharp mouth noises, you'll get clicky grains. That can be cool, but for a pad foundation, start clean. And duplicate this clip and keep a safety copy. You will thank yourself later. Step 2. Build grains using micro looping and warp artifacts. Duplicate the clip onto Grain Builder. In the clip settings, turn loop on. Now make the loop stupid short. Start at a 1/32 note. Then try 1/64 for even more grain. If you want a more unstable, alive texture, turn off grid snapping and drag a loop length in raw milliseconds. That slightly off-grid length helps avoid the machine gun feel. Now the real craft part. Slide the loop start around until you find a sweet spot where the vowel is steady. Spend a full 2 minutes on this if you need. You're hunting for a 150 to 400 millisecond zone, where the pitch doesn't wobble wildly. If you nail this, everything downstream gets easier. Less EQ, less mud, less fighting later. Warp settings time. If you're in texture mode, set grain size around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Smar gets more buzzy and intense. Then add flux, maybe 10 to 40%. For movement and instability. If you're in Complex Pro, use Formance as a tone shaper. Small changes go a long way. Lowering Formance can darken and mask the voice into that haunted choir vibe. Envelope in the 80 to 150 range can help smooth things out. Your goal here is a sustained shimmer that feels continuous, not an obvious repeating sample. If it sounds like a zipper or a fast stutter, lengthen the loop slightly, or move the loop start deeper into the vowel. Step 3. Make it tonal. Lock the pitch center. Pads in DnB usually need to sit in key. Even if you like the unstable vibe, you still want a tonal center. Drop a tuner on the track if you want visual confirmation. Then use clip transpose to move the grain loop closer to your song key. And if you need micro adjustment, use the clip to tune and sense. If you're in texture mode and the pitch feels wobbly, that's normal. We're going to stabilize it through resampling and layering. That's part of the aesthetic too. Tonal, but alive. Step 4. First pad pass. Movement and tone shaping. On Grain Builder, build a chain that's designed to make the grain feel like a pad, but without losing clarity. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz. Pads don't need sub, and in DnB you really can't afford low frequency fog. If it's boxy, gently dip 250 to 500. If it's dull, add a light shelf around 8 to 12K, but don't hype it so much that it competes with hats. Now auto filter. Use a low pass, 12 or 24 dB per octave, set cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6K to start, and then turn on the LFO for slow drift. Rate can be anywhere from a quarter note to 2 bars, but for a pad, slower usually feels more expensive. Keep the amount subtle. You want motion, not wah-wah. Add chorus ensemble for width and thickness, but keep it gentle. If you go too hard, the tonal center disappears in mono, and your pad becomes a ghost. Reverb next. Big size, long decay, but controlled. Use pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the pad has some definition before the tail blooms. High pass the reverb input around 250 to 500 Hz, and low pass the high end around 6 to 10K so it doesn't hiss all over your top end. Then utility. Widen it a little, but not to the point where it feels like a wide noise burst. And pull the gain down. Here's a really important coaching note. Gain stage like your printing stems for mixing. When you resample, aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS. Pads get deceptively loud once you widen them and add reverb. If you print hot, it feels exciting for 5 minutes, then your breaks and bass feel small forever. Now let this run for a long time. Create an 8 to 16 bar region, and just let the grain sustain. Step 5. Resample, print pass 1. Arm pad resample, record at least 16 bars. Stop. Then consolidate the recording into a single clip and name it Pad Pass 1 Tonal Grain. This is the secret sauce moment. You just committed the grain behavior into stable audio. It's now less warp engine doing tricks live and more this is a sound. Before you get excited and move on, do a mono check now, not later. Put a utility on the resampled pad and set width to 0% for a moment. If the core pitch collapses or vanishes, reduce chorus depth or move the widening later in the chain next time. The drop version of your pad has to survive mono. Step 6. Optional, but powerful. Turn pass 1 into a playable instrument. Drag pad pass 1 tonal grain into simpler in classic mode or sampler if you prefer. Turn loop on. Find a smooth loop region and use crossfade if available. Add tiny fades in and out, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, to remove clicks. Set an amp envelope that behaves like a pad. Attack around 50 to 300 milliseconds. Release 1 to 6 seconds. Add a low-pass filter if it's too bright. Now you can play chords. Minor sevenths are a cheat code in liquid and atmospheric DNB. In F minor, that's F, AB, C, DIB. And if you want a moodier, wider voicing, spread it out like F, C, EB, AB. Even if you don't record MIDI, this step matters because it forces tonal intention. You're not just printing ambience. You're designing harmony. Step 7. Second resample pass, depth and glue. Create pad print as your final recording track. Set its audio from to the pad track you're playing from, or directly from pad resample if you stayed audio only. Again, monitor off. Now before you print, add a finishing chain. But keep it purposeful. Each generation should answer one question. Pass 1 was, can I create a continuous tone? Pass 2 is, can I add width and movement that feels glued? Pass 3, if you do it, is, can I make it sit in the mix and in a believable space? For this pass, try a gentle saturator, soft clip-on, 1 to 4 dB drive. Then EQ 8. Carve 200 to 400 if it clouds your break. If it's fighting the snare crack, a tiny notch around 2 to 4K can help. But keep it subtle. Don't carve the life out of it. Add echo or delay very lightly. 1/8 dotted or 1/4 can be perfect, but filter the delay. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K, and keep mix low. This should create a sense of dimension, not an audible dub delay. Then a shorter reverb than before. This is important. If the pad already has a massive tail, adding another massive tail just turns it into wash. Shorter decay, lower mix. And consider the DNB-friendly space trick. EQ before reverb, not just after. If you remove some 200 to 500 going into the reverb, your tail stays clear while the dry signal can still have body. Utility at the end. Bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz and width to taste. Now record 16 to 32 bars into pad print while you automate something slowly. Filter cutoff. Formants if you're using complex pro material. Even tiny formant automation over 8 to 16 bars can read like a musical timbre shift rather than an obvious filter sweep. Print it. Consolidate it. Name it pad final print. At this point, you've got a pad that's stable, tonal, and mix ready. Advanced variations. Still in the resampling only spirit. Variation 1. Chord from one note without MIDI. Take pad pass 1 tonal grain as audio and duplicate it to 3 tracks. Leave 1 at 0 semitones. Transpose 1 up 3 semitones for a minor 3rd, or 4 for major. Transpose the third up 7 semitones for a fifth. Warp each copy slightly differently, like texture on one, complex pro on another. Then resample the sum. This creates a choir chord that feels glued, because all notes share the same source DNA. Variation 2. Drift pad without LFO tools. Duplicate your pad across a few tracks and detune them slightly using clip detune. Minus 6 cents, minus 3, plus 3, plus 6. Resample again. It mimics analog drift, but it stays controlled and it stays in the print generation's workflow. Variation 3. Rhythmic pad that still feels like a pad. Put autopan on the pad. Set phase to 0 degrees so it behaves like tremolo. Choose a rate like 1/8 or 1/16, and keep amount low, like 10 to 25%. Resample, then blur it with a short reverb. Now it pulses with rollers without turning into a gated trance stab. Variation 4. Two-room atmosphere. Print a close version that's more dry and mid-rangey, and print a far version that has a big tail. Blend them with faders. This is huge for arrangement, because you can push the pad forward or back per section without automating 10 different parameters. Now let's talk arrangement, the DNB way. For the intro, high pass the pad higher than you think, like 300 to 600 Hz, so it feels like air and mood without stepping on the future bass. You can add tiny grit with vinyl distortion or redux, but be gentle and low pass after. Then print if it's working. For the drop support, narrow it and shorten the space. Automate the filter so it becomes more mid-focused, and sidechain it to the drums. Use a compressor sidechain from your drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, release around 80 to 200, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Subtle pump, you want breathing, not obvious EDM ducking. One extra upgrade, if you're using a reverb return, sidechain the reverb return harder than the dry pad. That way the pad stays present, but the tails get out of the way of ghost notes and hats. For breakdowns and lifts, print a lift version where the filter opens and the reverb gets bigger for a moment. A great transition trick is to crank reverb size or decay for 1 to 2 beats, resample that swell, then cut it sharply on the downbeat. This audio version is shortened for playback.